Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Matsina. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday conferred Padma Awards to 69 eminent personalities for the year 2025 at the second civil investiture ceremony held at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Of them, three were conferred with Padma Vibhushan, nine with Padma Bhushan, and 57 personalities were conferred with Padma Shri. Former Chief Justice of India Jagdish Singh Khehar and Kumudni Rajnikant Lakhia have been honoured with Padma Vibhushan for their contribution in the field of public affairs and arts, while renowned folk singer Sharda Sinha was honoured with Padma Vibhushan posthumously. L. Hangting of Nagaland was also conferred the Padma Shri by the President in recognition of his contributions in the field of agriculture.
Shri L. Hangting, Krishi.
A progressive farmer, Mr. Hangting was the first person to set up plantation nursery in Noklak district. The nursery later became Jungnyam Nursery and Horticulture Farming Society. It played a pioneering role in introducing several non-native fruits, plants and vegetable saplings to the district. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has approved the Advanced Medium Combat Aircraft Program Execution Model. The model aims to enhance India's indigenous defence capabilities and foster a robust domestic aerospace industrial ecosystem. In a statement, Defence Ministry said the execution model approach provides equal opportunities to both private and public sectors on a competitive basis. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashwani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we will explore a new aspect of yoga to help you energize your body, calm your mind, and uplift your spirit. Today, let us explore a fundamental question. Are yoga and meditation the same or different? There is a misconception that both are the same. Meditation is one of the parts of Ashtanga Yoga and Hatha Yoga. Yoga as a whole encompasses a wide range of practices, including ethical guidelines, physical postures, breath regulation practices, and meditation. Meditation as a part is a vital component of yoga, but can also be practiced independently. It focuses specifically on training the mind to achieve a state of mindfulness and tranquility. Advisor for Industries and Commerce, Hekani Jakhalu, has reaffirmed the government's commitment to fostering local entrepreneurship and promoting inclusive development in the state. Addressing the Entrepreneur Award 2024 ceremony at the Directorate of Industries and Commerce in Kohima yesterday, Ms. Jakhalu highlighted the government's readiness to collaborate with young and local entrepreneurs to build a stronger, more self-reliant economy. She underscored the need for both emerging and established entrepreneurs to embrace new technologies and maintain a spirit of ambition. Congratulating the awardees, Ms. Jakhalu urged them to remain focused on their goals and to serve as mentors for aspiring entrepreneurs. Seven individuals from diverse entrepreneurial backgrounds in Nagaland have been honoured with the Entrepreneur Award for 2024. Organised by the Department of Industries and Commerce, the award was presented yesterday to the awardees in recognition of their skills, innovative approaches and exceptional contributions in uplifting society and economic development. The awardees include Aulemba Longkuma of Country Craft Dimapur, Cielezo Putsere of the Entrepreneur School of Business Dimapur, Dr. Temjin Nungsang of Dental Touch and Facial Aesthetics Dimapur, Hongba Pom of Fingerprint Dimapur, Roviluko Chuzo of Naga Feather Private Limited Dimapur, Huvata Huprem of Veta Studio Kohima, and Kuhevi Kuju of Zinoboto. Ahead of the Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan, scheduled from May 29th to June 12th, Wakha Administration yesterday held a coordination meeting at the Deputy Commissioner's Office Conference Hall, Wakha. The meeting, chaired by Deputy Commissioner Wakha, Vineet Kumar, focused on planning and ensuring smooth execution of the campaign, which will cover 108 villages of Wakha District over 12 days. Three teams, each comprising of an agricultural scientist, will cover nine villages daily, aiming to engage with over 16,000 farmers. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.